seen value where others do not. If you think about Innomotics, this is exactly why we raised our funds. If you believe in the electrification of the world, this is the one business that you would want to own. Innomotics products are everywhere. I have never seen a corporate seller do a better job standing up a business, a carve-out for sale, as Siemens did.
Ja, herzlich willkommen zum zweiten Teil des Corporate Finance Award Podcast Nachgefragt der Börsenzeitung in Partnerschaft mit PwC. Mein Name ist Bastian Timm und im zweiten Teil der Podcast-Reihe spreche ich mit Michael Psaros, der mir virtuell in New York zugeschaltet ist. Er ist Co-Founder und Managing Partner des Private Equity Fonds KPS Capital Partners. Mit ihm spreche ich zu den Herausforderungen und Erfolgsfaktoren des Innomotics Deals, der dieses Jahr mit dem Corporate Finance Award in der Kategorie Private Equity ausgezeichnet wird. Und darüber hinaus hat mir Michael verraten, wie er die Dealphase persönlich erlebt hat und warum Siemens als Verkäufer seiner Elektromotorentochter so einen herausragenden Job gemacht hat.
So last May, KPS Capital Partners bought the world-leading supplier of electric motors and large drive systems Innomotics from Siemens for 3.5 billion enterprise value. What were the reasons for this acquisition, Michael?
We are so excited to acquire Innomotics from Siemens. We had been tracking this potential opportunity for 2 years, and almost a year prior to the formal process launching, we had sent two very formal letters to Siemens with our intent and enthusiasm in respect of acquiring the business. The reasons are many. The first is from a KPS perspective, we're extremely proud of our body of work in Germany and Europe since we opened our Frankfurt office in 2010. We created a Chassis Brakes International to acquire the global foundation brakes business from Robert Bosch in 2012. We acquired the Wapaka foundries from ThyssenKrupp in 2012. We acquired TaylorMade from Adidas in 2017. And then obviously we just acquired Innomotics from Siemens on October the 1st, 2024. In addition to that, in terms of a German footprint in large, major European companies, we acquired Eviosys from Crown Holdings in 2021. We acquired Spira from Norske Hydro in 2021. While the assets are pan-European, most of the Spira assets are in and around Dusseldorf and what we call the Rhine Triangle. We acquired Primient from Tate & Lyle in 2022. And so since 2021 alone, we have acquired over $12 billion US dollars enterprise value of businesses and assets in Europe. We are the owner of large global industrial and manufacturing businesses. And 80% of all of the investments we've made over the 30-year history of our firm has involved creating new companies to buy non-core businesses from large, publicly traded global industrial companies. And so if you think about Innomotics, this is exactly why we raised our funds. Innomotics is the largest company of its kind in the world. It is the leading company of its kind in the world. And it was being sold by Siemens. And please keep in mind that the business that we acquired from Siemens was the original business of Mr. von Siemens that created the entire company. Why were we interested in Innomotics as a business, putting aside why it fit KPS as a private equity firm, as a buyout firm? Motors and drives, and it is the leading motors and drives business in the world, convert electricity from the grid into mechanical energy needed to run manufacturing and infrastructure around the world. And so Innomotics products are everywhere. Approximately 70% of all the electricity consumed in the world goes through motors and drives. And so if you believe in the electrification of the world, this is the one business that you would want to own. And worldwide demand for critical resources, in addition to electricity, including copper, liquefied natural gas, supports all of the growth areas of Innomotics. And Innomotics is especially well positioned to capture this growth because it supports a portfolio of customers globally in over 50 countries with products and drives. If you believe in a lot of megatrends, this is also the business that you want to own. If you believe in the megatrends of urbanization, of decarbonization, of converting energy intensive industries to be more sustainable through turbine replacements, things such as hydrogen, carbon capture and storage, this is the business that you want to own. So we're really excited.
Wow. So you, on the one hand, you elaborated on your impressive track record here in specifically in Germany in the last couple of years. And then you outline the reasons in specific for Innomotics. So if you look at the company and the transaction, how did you prepare and facilitate the transaction?
We spent millions of dollars and did almost a year of work prior to engaging with Siemens in the process. First of all, let me, if you think about what we accomplished in the timing we accomplished it, our first phone call with Siemens was the week before Christmas 2023. Siemens launched the process in January of 2024. We submitted a no-out, fully financed offer in April. We signed a definitive binding contract in May and delivered Siemens on October the 1st, 3.5 billion euro. I challenge you, given how large this business is, how global this business is, operating in every region of the world, 15,000 employees, think about what we accomplished in the short time that we did. And we cleared between May and October all regulatory authorities worldwide. So while we did a lot of work in advance, it really demonstrates the power of the KPS franchise to move expeditiously when we have conviction about acquiring a business. Now, I have to say this. I have never seen a corporate seller do a better job standing up a business, a carve-out for sale, as Siemens did. They spent tens of millions of euros standing up the business within Siemens as a de facto standalone in order to proceed with this carve out. I would like to thank very personally for the extraordinarily the professionalism, the thoughtfulness, the analysis of Dr. Horst Kaiser, Mr. Karl-Heinz Siebert, and Yves Mentzer in the entire Siemens team. Please understand that while Siemens had two investment banks, you know, act as seller's representatives, this was very much a person-to-person, man-to-man, bilateral negotiation between Kyle Mumford, my partner, and I, and these four gentlemen at Siemens. And so it was, from a seller standpoint, flawless execution. From a buyer standpoint, flawless execution. One of the things we pride ourselves at KPS in these carve-outs is you cannot have an employee safety issue. You can't have your employees of the target being distracted by the sale transaction, and we had none. As we say, you can never miss a truck. You can never have a delivery issue with your customers, and you can never have a quality issue. And so we and Siemens are both very proud that this was a silent event to our customers. I believe that Siemens, and I believe they would tell you the reason that they proceeded and selected KPS as a buyer is the following. First, we believe our track record of owning industrial and manufacturing businesses is second to none. And Siemens really examined our 30-year history of owning large global manufacturing and industrial business. We are not a generalist buyout fund. I don't understand generalist buyout funds. I couldn't look Siemens or Bosch or ThyssenKrupp or IDDA in the eyes if my partners and I were investing in healthcare and computers and artificial intelligence. I am an industrialist, and Siemens understood that. Second, corporate carve-outs, especially global corporate carve-outs, are really hard. And this is really our core competency, and Siemens understood it, and we demonstrated. And then finally, two other things. When you deal with KPS, and you are dealing with a KPS partner, we can commit the firm. There was none of this silliness where, when we were dealing with Karl-Heinz Siebert or with Yves Mentzer, we have to go back and consult with our investment committee, or we have to go get permission. The only way to facilitate it, such a wildly complex transaction in such a short amount of time is that I can commit the firm. My partner, Kyle Mumford, who I worked with, who dealt with a lot with Eves on hundreds of issues, could commit the firm. And then finally, it's our standing framework agreement in relationship established in 27 with IG Metall, the union. We're the only buyout firm in the world, including in Europe, with a standing framework relationship with IG Metall. Leading up to that framework agreement, the union did more diligence on KPS than any limited partner across any of our fundraisers with respect to who are we as a people? Right. What is our philosophy as a firm with respect to how we treat our constituents' employees? What is our track record owning and operating industrial businesses? And so Siemens knew that from a union perspective, we already had an extraordinary pre-existing constructive and positive relationship that would also make the purchase and sale go easier. And it did.
So if I may sum it up a bit, what you're describing is a very high level of trust, right, on both sides there, and that you kind of had the same ideas also, you know, for the future of the company that you were acquiring. So, but before we speak about these success factors, let's maybe speak also about the biggest challenges in this process.
Innomotix is a very, very large business with five highly complementary but very distinct divisions that each required an enormous amount of due diligence, especially commercial due diligence. We're talking about buying a business in every geography around the world, including a business that has 15,000 employees across 17 facilities in a comprehensive sales and service business. And so, we have to have boots on the ground in 17 manufacturing facilities all around the world in a very compressed time frame. We had to do the product technology and customer diligence in a very short amount of time. And we did. And so it was just the physical presence associated with the due diligence was an enormous undertaking. Anytime you do a carve out like this, the ongoing relationships between the new company that we're buying and the seller, especially in the short term, are are very material in each and every aspect of the purchase had to be negotiated with Siemens. And I'm not talking about the purchase transaction. It's the post-close relationship. It's the transition service agreements that are make or break in these. And so that was very complex. But I have to tell you, and I've said this to the Siemens team, I have done this for three decades. And I'm going to use an old-fashioned term. I don't know if I'm allowed to use this anymore. Our counterparty at Siemens, Mr. Kayser, Mr. Siebert, Mr. Menser, and their colleagues are true gentlemen in the old-fashioned sense of the word. The undertow from the beginning to the end, from alpha to omega, in this transaction was trust.
Right. So without this trust and without these, maybe the circle of the gentlemen that came together here on both sides, this would have not been possible also with regard to the speed, I can imagine, right? That you just outlined.
It wouldn't have been possible given any time frame, but certainly not in connection with speed.
So, Michael, if you can break it down to three success factors of this transaction, what were the three success factors to you?
I apologize to repeat myself, but the trust that was established between KPS and Siemens, number one. Number two, that this was a direct bilateral man-to-man negotiation between buyer and seller without any intermediaries in between. Okay, that was very important. Number three, that Siemens did the work before it decided to divest in Inomatix. It stood it up. It had a management team. It had a branded identity that was already out in the marketplace. It had thought through very carefully every element of a transition services agreement and support that would be that the new company would need. Please understand, and this is what KPS does for a living. I can't tell you how frustrating it is when we engage and do accomplish successful purchase transactions from large, sophisticated, multinational corporations that don't do any work upfront in connection with a divestiture. And so not only do we have to do the business due diligence and get excited about the target we have to acquire, but then we have to often sit down with the seller and say, wait a minute, you know, you haven't done any work here. You don't have carve-out financials. You haven't thought through corporate allocations with respect to what is the true profitability of the business that you're selling. You haven't thought through the fact that the manufacturing plants that we are acquiring of the target are co-located on corporate campuses of the seller. How are we going to carve out these businesses? Do we have, and we do this all the time. We have, I mean, if you think about what we did with Bosch at Chassis Brakes International, we had to build a new plant in Mexico. We had to build a new plant in Poland. We had to build a new plant in China. We had to stand up a corporate headquarters in Eindhoven in the Netherlands. We had to stand up tech centers. This was essentially done for us by Siemens.
Summing it up, both sides, highly professional, both sides did the homework. And it also sounds it really matched on a personal level. The trust comes from, you know, liking each other, having really trust, which is very important. That makes life easier and speeds up enormously, right, in the end.
Yes. When Siemens said, look, KPS, here are the matters that are important to us. You know, one, two, three, four, five. We heard them. And we responded. And when we said, here's what's really important to us as the owner of the new company, they responded. And so it was just a series of mutually beneficial, constructive compromises, which is how you reach an agreement.
Is this something special if you look back on your professional career? Did you ever experience so much professionalism on both sides?
I've had the great blessing of being involved in numerous buy-sell transactions like this, but this was absolutely one of the best. And so sticking with Europe, We created a new company called Eviosys in 2021. We acquired the largest food metal packaging company in Europe. A little over three years later, we sold it to Sonoco, which is a large publicly traded New York Stock Exchange company. My partner Rahul Savani and I met with the buyer, and we signed a definitive purchase agreement 47 calendar days later in June of 2024. That also came because of trust. Trust is everything in these large multi-billion dollar investments and in transactions for us. And so, you know, we more than tripled our capital on an enormous equity investment at Eviosys. But think about getting from your first hello to a signed contract on, you know, an almost $4 billion sale in 47 days.
So, Michael, I want to speak a bit about the future here. Innomotics is the global leader, so far that I know, in 4 out of 5 business areas and is technologically ahead with energy-efficient motors and inverters. So, in a nutshell, what is your vision here at KPS for future growth?
Anytime KPS acquires a company, we have a plan to make the company better within the four walls of the existing enterprise. There is, and I'll cover each of these, organic growth and then growth through acquisition. All KPS companies benefit through KPS ownership because they are separated from the larger enterprises. If you are part of a large, you know, Siemens is one of the largest companies in the history of the world, okay? Other companies that I've talked about today that we've acquired businesses from are giant global enterprises. They have to have certain policies and procedures and protocols that are necessary to run a multi-business unit firm. Innomotics is now owned by KPS, and Innomotics does one thing and only one thing. It makes the world's best motors and drives. And what we bring to the table to all of our companies is speed in decision-making. Every time Michael, our CEO, has a phone call with KPS, and which could be every day, that constitutes a board meeting. Decisions are made. Speed in decision-making is a gigantic, an enormous competitive advantage. There's no more waiting for monthly calls with senior management or waiting for quarterly board meetings to have a capital investment decision approved, an acquisition approved, a large customer contract approved. Right. What we bring is speed in decision-making, number one. And what that also facilitates is an ability for the company to grow. Now, I laid out megatrends, and these megatrends are very real, and they're all very exciting. And so what we want to do is position the company from a management, organizational, and business unit perspective to completely focus on customer and market to grow.
Right. Okay. Fully understood. With regard to the company size, Innomotics could easily play in the German MDAX league. So could an IPO be an interesting exit for you one day?
I must say, you know, we've only owned the business now for a little over 5 months, not 6 months. We have an enormous amount of work to do. We are years and years and years from thinking about an exit. But obviously, a go public is obviously an option that we always have for our businesses, whether they're in Europe, Germany, or elsewhere. And so let's talk about this years from now.
I will come back on this, Michael. Okay. You already touched on it, but I wanted to ask you specifically. How did you personally experience the transaction phase? I mean, you spoke a lot about trust and gentlemen, but if you really sum it up, was it a roller coaster or was it never a roller coaster? How would you describe it, personal experience?
Because of the expedited nature of the timing of this divestiture, I would characterize the period of time from right before Christmas through May, when we signed the definitive agreement, as one laser-focused, very exhausting sprint. It was not a marathon, it was a sprint. For each of the members of the KPS team, led by my partner, Kyle Mumford, and I, it was a matter of physical stamina and mental focus. We essentially didn't sleep for 5 months and lived on an airplane. That's hard to do.
You lived on an airplane. I mean, this is a crazy picture for 5 months. So literally, you had your feet on the ground for the due diligence process?
Yes.
You personally, yes. Also? It's not?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, one of the things that we take great pride in, and, you know, there's a reason that we at KPS, there's a reason that we have a 30% carried interest regime, which is really unique amongst buyout funds. The reason we have such a unique carried interest regime is because our investment returns are so good. The reason our investment returns have been so superior for more than a quarter of a century is that we do all of our own work at KPS. We do not contract out our work to consulting firms. Sure, do we hire a consulting firm to do a survey of a target's customers? Sure, that's a product. But the intellectual structure behind any of our business plans, our business improvement or transformational plans, is all KPS all the time.
Is there any moment in these 5 months up in the air that is really, you know, present now when you reflect on these 5 months, as you said, without any sleep and, you know, living in an airplane? Is there a specific moment where you... that you can remember now?
I will tell you, there was an evening. We had not yet signed a binding contract with Siemens, but we were in Munich. And by the way, I love Munich. I really do. I've been all over Germany, obviously. I also love Stuttgart because of all the automotive work that we've done. But we had a dinner of my extended team, the Innomotics management team, and the extended Siemens M&A team. And we went pretty late into the night at that dinner. And that is when I knew we were going to buy the company and when I knew it was right for us. And my partner, Kyle, would agree with that. Our team would agree with that. That night really sticks out as a special evening where I said to myself, we said to ourselves, you were actually going to buy and own this business.
So to sum it up, did you ever experience a more difficult situation to take investment decisions than the current situation?
Yes. Making investment decisions after Lehman blew up on September the 15th, 2008, and over the next 2 years was infinitely more difficult than the current environment. And the investing environment after September the 11th disaster was infinitely more difficult than it is today. We have over $10 billion of equity capital to invest. We have never been more excited than we are today. And what we have witnessed in cycle after cycle, general partners in private equity firms look for excuses, especially volatility and uncertainty, not to invest. We embrace uncertainty. Okay, we embrace that volatility. And so we think that this is going to create a lot of really unique and bespoke investment opportunities for us.